Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So we heard a little earlier on in the programme that there's still a lot of uncertainty over the future of hundreds of jobs in Wexford at the financial firm BNY Mellon's local operation. The Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Peter Burke, told us earlier that the company will from tomorrow appraise the staff in terms of the options that will be available to them. He said it's not an Armageddon situation. Well, I'm joined now by George Lawler, who is Labour TD for Wexford, and you're welcome to the programme, George. You, I know, have been contacted by a number of staff in recent days. What have they been told and what are their fears?
Well, the staff, sadly, have had to endure numerous rumours over many, many months, it would appear, in relation to the position of BNY Mellon in Wexford. And it appears to be coming to a head this morning. A meeting, I believe, has just commenced at the site of the operation in Wexford town. The statement emanating from the Minister's office last night painted a pretty bleak picture for Wexford when he said that BNY Mellon were engaging in a global review and that the Wexford site, Wexford operation, would be affected. So to what extent, we don't know. Armageddon for the Minister may sound one way, but it could be very different for other people. You know, if you're living in Wexford and you're told your option is you have to commute to Dublin, to retain your job, that is a difficult scenario that may well be put.
It is, and he conceded that's a difficult scenario. But he also spoke about remote working. There's the relocation option which you mentioned there, and also redundancies. Does anyone know whether redundancy is on the table for these workers?
My information is that I've received from a well-informed source within the company is that there will be redundancies for a number of people. Obviously, that has to be confirmed. But what is an interesting fact about this is that the Cork facility and the Dublin facility remain unaffected by this global review, according to the Minister. And that questions must be posed about that. What's different about Wexford and Cork? Not that you'd wish anything on our Cork colleagues, but why single out Wexford for this?
Now, we are, George, though, we're going through a time of unprecedented high employment in this country. Do you not have the confidence that you could attract fresh employment into the region?
Well, that is the thing. I think what is required immediately is for the incoming Minister for Enterprise and Trade. I know Trade is probably going to Foreign Affairs, but whoever the relevant Minister is, he or she, must immediately, I believe, engage with the Wexford management of BNY Mellon to either reverse or seek a replacement for this company, because we have a highly skilled, highly talented workforce in BNY Mellon, many with third level qualifications who have the ability, I know, to transition to other aspects of this financial services. So, I mean, there are a number of options open to the Minister. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, this is an IEDA-supported company, and yeah, a lot of money has been invested by the IEDA.
OK, well, look, more information will be revealed, I'm sure, as we go through the day. I just want to ask you about the Dáil coming again tomorrow. And we have this ongoing row now over speaking rights and these independents who are backing the government but who are likely to join this technical group now because they want to speak on the opposing side too. What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, if you saw this written in a Monty Python script, you wouldn't believe it. The notion that somebody wants to be in government, it's a bit, yes, Minister wants to be in government and opposition at the same time. It's a bit like some of the Fianna Fáil backbenchers who don't hold ministerial positions, asking to form a technical group so they could speak in opposition time. The nature of a democracy is that you have government who can be facilitated to pursue their programme of government, but you also have a functioning opposition who are treated fairly. I mean, the notion that independents who voted will support the programme for government, but not only support it, were part of the formulation of the programme for government, will now be afforded the time to, in some instances, perhaps speak against this.
Well, Patrick O'Donovan was on this programme yesterday, and he said, but sure, this was the same when we had confidence and supply.
No, it's not. The Fianna Fáil abstained and continue to abstain on almost every vote in confidence and supply. This is a group that have formed and formulated the programme for government. Fianna Fáil didn't formulate the programme for government in confidence and supply. But the independence, the relevant independence in this regard, did formulate the programme for government. And now they're being afforded an opportunity to use opposition's speaking time, perhaps sometimes against us.
We have Pather Tobin on the programme, leader of AIM2, in a little while. He is planning to join with these independents in the technical group. What do you say to him?
Well, I think, Pather should really examine his conscience on this one. He has been a forceful and effective opponent of much of what has been proposed. And now to facilitate this arrangement, I think his party, AIM2, might have something to say about that if he puts it to them.
All right. Well, let's see what he has to say a little bit later on. Now, though, George Lawler from the Labour Party, thank you for joining us. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.